Audible Studios presents Introduction to Tantra, The Transformation of Desire. Written by Lama Tubten Yeshe. Edited by Jonathan Landau. Performed by Fager Alkasi. Chapter 1. Basic Purity. Shakyamuni, the founder of Buddhism. The teachings and practices known as Buddhist Tantra can be traced back 2,500 years to the time of Shakyamuni Buddha. The historical Buddha, to differentiate Shakyamuni from the many other awakened beings who have come before and after him, was born the Indian prince Siddhartha in the 6th century BC. According to traditional sources, he spent the first 29 years of his life virtually imprisoned in the pleasure palaces built for him by his overprotective father, King Suddhodana. Eventually, after becoming aware for the first time of sickness, old age, and death, he escaped from his father's realm and began his search for the way to end all suffering and dissatisfaction. For 6 years, he engaged in strict asceticism and self-denial in an attempt to win control over his body and mind, only to discover that this extreme approach was as misguided as his previous life of sensual indulgence. Eventually, by following the middle path between indulgence and denial, and avoiding all other extremes as well, he was able to uproot even the subtlest causes of suffering and ignorance from his mind, and thereby become a fully enlightened, awakened one, a Buddha. For the remaining 45 years of his life, he taught this middle way approach to life and spiritual development in many different forms, each designed to suit the temperament and aptitude of a particular type of person. Buddha's teachings, known in Sanskrit as Dharma, that which holds us back from suffering and its causes, contains thousands of different methods for overcoming the mental and physical obstacles to our happiness and well-being, and all fit within the two categories of Sutra and Tantra. There are differences between these two so-called vehicles, Yana, but the foundation common to both Sutrayana and Tantrayana is the fundamentally pure nature of the mind. Fundamental purity of the mind. According to the Buddhist teachings, no matter how confused or deluded we may be at the moment, the underlying and essential nature of our being is clear and pure. In the same way that clouds can temporarily obscure but cannot damage the light-giving power of the sun, so too the temporary afflictions of body and mind, our confusion, anxiety, and the suffering they cause, can temporarily obscure but cannot destroy or even touch the fundamentally clear nature of our consciousness. Dwelling deep within our heart, and within the hearts of all beings without exception, is an inexhaustible source of love and wisdom. And the ultimate purpose of all spiritual practices, whether they are called Buddhist or not, is to uncover and make contact with this essentially pure nature. When we have developed our own inner purity, inner compassion, and inner love, we can then see the reflection of this purity and loving kindness in others. But if we have not contacted these qualities within ourselves, we will see everyone as ugly and limited. For whatever we see every day in outer reality is actually nothing more than a projection of our own inner reality. The existence of this deep, essentially pure nature of mind is not a matter of belief or of blind acceptance of dogma. It is a matter of experience. Countless people throughout history have discovered this great treasure of peace, love, and wisdom within themselves, and countless great teachers and guides have skillfully shown others how they too can discover their own deepest nature and experience the unsurpassed happiness this discovery automatically brings. Among these exceptionally kind spiritual guides is Shakyamuni Buddha. And the aim of all his many teachings and methods is the fulfillment of our highest human potential. According to Buddhist terminology, the ultimate goal of our individual human evolution is enlightenment or Buddhahood. This state, which can be achieved by everyone, is attained when all the delusions, greed, hatred, ignorance, and the like, presently obscuring our mind have been completely removed, and when all our positive qualities have been fully developed. This state of complete fulfillment, of full awakening, is characterized by unlimited wisdom, unlimited compassion, and unlimited skill or power. The Tantric Approach. According to Sutrayana, the path to fulfillment is a gradual process of cleansing our mind of all its faults and limitations, and developing in their place such beneficial qualities as love and wisdom. This path consists of creating specific causes, behaving ethically, developing our powers of concentration, training in meditative insight, and so forth, for the future attainment of full awakening. Because of this emphasis on creating causes for a future result, the gradual approach of sutra is sometimes known as the casual vehicle to enlightenment. Compared to this gradual sutra approach, Tantrayana is a far speedier path to enlightenment. Although tantric practitioners do not neglect creating the same causes as the followers of sutra, they take the future result of full spiritual evolution as the very starting point in their path. To put this in other words, the tantric yogi or yogini, as these supremely skillful practitioners are called in Sanskrit, learns to think, speak, and act now as if he or she were already a fully enlightened Buddha. Because this powerful approach brings the future result of full awakening into the present moment of spiritual practice, Tantra is sometimes called the resultant vehicle to enlightenment. According to Tantra, perfection is not something that is waiting for us somewhere in the future. If I practice now, maybe I will become a perfect Buddha. Or, if I behave well in this life and act like a religious person, maybe someday I will go to heaven. According to Tantra, heaven is now. We should be gods and goddesses right now. But at present, we are burdened with limiting concepts. Men are like this, women are like this. I am a certain way, and there is nothing I can do about it. And so forth. This is why we have conflict within ourselves and with one another. All this conflict will dissolve as we train in the tantric point of view and recognize that each man is a complete man and each woman a complete woman. Furthermore, every man and woman contains both male and female energy. In fact, each one of us is a union of all universal energy. Everything that we need in order to be complete is within us right at this very moment. It is simply a matter of being able to recognize it. This is the tantric approach. The principle of transformation. Speaking generally, we can say that all the many practices of tantra involve the principle of transformation. As modern science has demonstrated, the physical universe with its infinite variety of phenomena, from the smallest subatomic particle to the largest galaxy, is in an unceasing state of transformation and evolution from one form of energy to another. Our own body and mind are also energy, and whether we are healthy or ill, mentally balanced or berserk, depends on whether our mental and physical energies are harmonious or not. Through the proper practice of Tantra, all of our energies, including the subtle yet very powerful energies we are not ordinarily aware of, are harnessed to accomplish the greatest of all transformations. This is our evolution from an ordinary, limited, and deluded person trapped within the shell of a petty ego into a fully evolved, totally conscious being of unlimited compassion and insight. How can we achieve such an extraordinary transformation? Where will we find the necessary resources to bring about such a profound change? We do not have far to look. We do not have to extract this force from the nucleus of an atom. Nor do we have to take a rocket ship into outer space and find it in some distant star. Instead, the basic energy involved in this profound process of tantric transformation is the energy of our own desires.